I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nene.
We are so excited to have you here today, and we're going to do something a little bit different today. We're not going to talk about a recipe. We're not even going to talk about Miss Nene's kitchen, but we want to talk about what you might do in your kitchen.
Exactly, and there's a deadline coming up in the end of this month, July 1st, in which if you have any ounce of competitive blood within your bones, you might be interested in learning more about that.
And that's a good thing to say, because some people go, oh, no way am I. I want to bake stuff because I want people to eat it, but I don't want to be judged.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
But, you know, being judged is one of the best ways to improve your cooking skills, your baking skills, and just your overall awareness of how to have food prepared for others, and especially if you want to make an impact. A lot of times what we do in preparing food, we put our heart and soul into it, and we are so grateful when others appreciate the wonderful end results of those baked and cooked products.
And you certainly speak from experience, because we're going to talk about entering State Fair.
Yes, our Iowa State Fair has the food competition is the largest of its kind in the United States. I think that's just amazing to say for the United Iowa State Fair.
You know, you think Texas or California. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You can think wherever. This is the biggest, most categories. I think also pays the most money totally for prizes. It is a big deal.
There are usually between 12 and 14,000 entries in the competition. The State Fair, I should mention, is August 13th through the 23rd, and food competitions start really even before August 13th, just because there are so many of them. And it's not only competitions that the State Fair itself sponsors, but many national food companies, individuals, local food companies, just those people who are interested in making sure that this food competition at our state fair continues in our wonderful state of Iowa, where we have fantastic cooks and bakers. They support with the introduction of different contests during the fair. And right now, there are over 200 separate contests in the Denny Elwell Food Building at the Iowa State Fair.
I want to come back and ask about some of those sponsors and so on, and some of the contests. But tell us, what do people need to do? Because they can't wait until August 1st to, if they want to register, they need to get that done by July 1.
Correct. It's the easiest way, if you have computer access, is to go to the Iowa State Fair website and click on premium books or competitive events, and then click on premium books, and there you will see a category for family living, and that will have the entire premium book there. Otherwise, and you can enter online, and of course pay your entry fees online. Entry fees are very, very nominal. For one to ten entry tags, it's only a $5 fee. So
of 10, it's
right.
$5.
Right. So that's,
oh my goodness,
it might only be 50 cents a tag. So sometimes what I would do, I would just get 20 entry tags and call it good, and think, well, I don't have to use all of them, but I have them in case I want to, or vice versa.
Okay. Maybe so I don't. So you can think about what you might want to enter, but that might not be the final thing.
Exactly. Yes. When you make entry on that entry form, all you're doing is saying in general, I am interested in entering the Iowa State Fair, but you don't make any specifics. You don't make any specific decisions until you actually take that food product to the entry table at the fair.
Oh, that surprises me. I would think they'd want to know how many maybe angel food cakes are coming.
No,
it's a surprise to them when people walk in the door.
Correct. Now, there'll be some competitions, very few of them, though, in which you would need to contact the food superintendent, Arlette Hollister, ahead of time so that she can be better prepared for the competition. For instance, one of those contests is sponsored by Miss Nene's Fine Desserts, and it's called Create a Family Baking Legacy. And I hope that people have learned just from our conversations during our radio program, LaVon, that my heart is in teaching children how to bake and working with their adults, their parents, their grandparents in the kitchen to develop that family baking legacy, to develop those bonds of closeness while they are baking. And so that's the competition that, that we have instilled and created at the State Fair. Last year was the first time for it. We had a wonderful time because there were grandmas and grandchildren, and there were moms and their children, and the situation in that contest is that you prepare, you bring the ingredients, and as a team, you work together to prepare a baked dessert up to the point where the dessert is ready to go into the oven. Then there is a finished product that you have already made at home, and you bring that along. That's then what our family judges for presentation and taste and texture. So the overall judging score is based on teamwork, taste, and competition, and following the rules of the contest. We had a great time, and we expect it to grow this year.
How old were the children that were involved?
They need to be 10 and under for our contest. We thought it was very important to establish this baking togetherness at a younger age. I've had so many of my fellow sorority competitors at State Fair say, "Oh, I wish you'd make that older, because I have a 12-year-old or a 14-year-old or a 16-year-old who we'd really like to enter that." And perhaps that's in the future, but our focus right now is for children 10 and under.
And maybe you could recruit another sponsor to do another age
yes.
group. I mean, when
yes.
they, because I'm guessing this is going to grow in popularity, not only in entries, but in people coming to watch, because that's mm-hmm. another part of the State Fair, is that you don't have to enter to come to the building and see what's going on and watch the judging, and
right.
and that's sort of interesting.
Well, that's how I started out. I sat and watched many of those competitions. I wanted to hear what the judges were saying. I wanted to see the end results, and there I spent many hours while Fred was watching the sheep show. I would, or looking at machinery, I'd be in the food building perusing the cases of the award-winning exhibits, and I would take notes how the product looked, how the competitor had decorated that entry, what they did to make their entry a standout. And oftentimes it's not just with the garnish that is put on the product, but it might be if there's a unique ingredient in the product, or what have you done to make this entry different than someone else's that makes it more award-winning.
And that's why when they print the State Fair cookbook, you know, these are really mm-hmm. special recipes, because I'm sure there's recipes for chocolate chip cookies, but they have,
yes.
there's something a little unique about them that makes them special.
It might even be the shape that they are. That could be another interesting fact, too. It's mm-hmm. it's just creating your own unique presentation. And then sometimes just the good old basic product is what does it, too, because it is so very tasty.
Well, and the other thing is, when you look at this premium book, there's someplace you'll fit, because there's mm-hmm. very simple, basic mm-hmm. categories on up to those that are more involved.
And remember, it's open to ages, all ages. It's not just adults. I believe the youngest that you can enter is age 3. Because that's where our granddaughter first entered, was age 3.
And special category for that age?
There was. And at that particular time, a family who had 4 children, whose children have competed in the fair for years, really felt that there was a contest that needed to be established for these young kids to start entering. And they end up being the judges of the contest, the sponsors,
right.
children and the mama.
And I just want, mentioning sponsors, and we mentioned the prize. I think the cinnamon roll one has to be one of the biggers.
It has been, and now it's no longer offered. Tone's Spices used to sponsor the Tone Cinnamon Roll Contest, but they have gotten away from that and have put their money into other categories of food contests at the State Fair. And so that's something else to consider, that you don't always have to be a cinnamon roll baker in order to earn the jackpot of dollars for your food food product.
So take a look at the premium list. Take a look at all of the categories. See what questions you might have. Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing you might be willing to answer a question.
Oh, definitely, yes. If you have any questions about entering the Iowa State Fair, remember the deadline is July 1st. I would be more than happy to help you. If you have questions about entering or the logistics of it, how do you go about entering on a certain day when you live in 90 miles away? That's something to consider, too. But send us a note. Drop us a line, give us a phone call at the station, and I would be happy to work with you on that. Yes, and that's one way, LaVon, that people can make some fond family memories in the kitchen.